This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number one for Thursday, August 1st. I'm Adam Pulisciotti. The ICE Futures canola market is falling back into the red on Thursday morning following weakness in comparable oils. Chicago soybean and Malaysian palm oil are down, while European rapeseed is mostly lower. After losing more than $2 US per barrel on Wednesday, crude oil is correcting itself slightly higher. The Canadian dollar is steady compared to Wednesday's close. The November canola contract is down $13.70 per ton at $610.20. In the US, corn, soybeans, and wheat are down. The United States Department of Agriculture reported 167,900 tons of old crop U.S. corn were sold for export during the weekend of July 25th, down nearly half from the week before, below trade expectations and a marketing year low. However, 710,900 tons of new crop corn were also sold for export. The southern half of the U.S. Midwest is forecast to be wetter over the next 10 days. ANAC estimated Brazilian corn exports in July at 4.73 million tons, an increase of 3.7% from last year. The September corn contract is down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $3.80. Export sales for old crop U.S. soybeans exceeded trade expectations at 376,400 tons during the weekend of July 25th. Also, 632,100 tons of new crop U.S. soybeans were sold for export. For U.S. soy meal, a marketing year low of 43,700 tons of old crop were sold for export, while 232,400 tons of new crop soy meal were also sold. For U.S. soy oil, only 500 tons of old crop were sold, while there were 3,500 tons of net sales reductions. The USDA will release its monthly crush data later today, with observers estimating, on average, 184.58 million bushels crushed in June, down from 192 million the year before. Soy oil stocks were estimated to be 2.081 billion pounds. ANAC estimated Brazilian soybean exports in July to be 9.76 million tons, down 670,000 tons from its last forecast. The July soy meal estimate was 2 million tons, down 400,000 from the previous estimate. The November soybean contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $10.18. 286,600 tons of U.S. wheat were booked for export sales during the weekend of July 25th, down 7% from the previous week and near the lower end of trade guesses. Japan purchased 119,145 tons of milling wheat, of which 33,040 tons were from Canada. Taiwan bought 105,650 tons of U.S. milling wheat from shipments from September to November. The September Chicago wheat contract is down 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.22. The September Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.45. The September Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $5.81. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Thursday, August 1st. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pulisciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.